Okay, so thanks for coming. My name is Daljeet Singh. I'm a PhD student at Kansas State University. My PhD is mostly related to working on high-throughput phenotyping, connecting high-throughput phenotyping to breeding, so how we can leverage high-throughput phenotyping to accelerate the breeding process. So first, let's start with the why do we need phenotyping? So there is a great need to connect genotype to phenotype. So in order to exploit the variation that is underlying a trait, you need to connect genotype to the phenotype. But there is a great phenotyping bottleneck that we have to solve in order to get to the bottom of the trait variation. So in order to address that, we have new tools and techniques such as high-throughput phenotyping that we can use to discover genetic variants. So these high-throughput phenotyping tools, they're rapid and accurate. So using these tools, we can get to the bottom of these traits and exploit those for breeding. So one of those high-throughput phenotyping tools is drone-based high-throughput phenotyping that we can utilize in breeding and use that to accelerate the phenotyping process, especially in the field, which is really important. So one of the traits that I studied in this project is a lodging trait in wheat, which is a really complex trait. So how a lodging plot looks like from above in the air. So you can see that there are lodged plots, and then there are some plots that are not lodged. So we can detect that using high-throughput phenotyping tools. Okay, first, what is lodging? So lodging is a permanent displacement of the plant stem from its vertical position. So anytime plant is displaced from its vertical position, that's lodging. So lodging can be, as Francesco mentioned, it can be root lodging, it can be stem lodging. So lodging overall can have a severe negative impact on yield and quality. So sometimes yield losses can go up to 40%. So it has a complex physiology, and it has a complex genetic architecture, which makes this trait like really complex to exploit for breeding. So also, lodging assessment in field is challenging due to being low throughput and also subjective in nature. So when you're in the field, you will have a lot of different factors that contribute to the complexity of this trait. Okay, so for this project, so our main objectives were to develop an unmanned aerial system based high throughput phenotyping lodging assessment approaches. So how we can use these lodging these HTP approaches to quantify lodging in the field. So one of our hypothesis was that using these digital lodging assessment methods, can these assessment methods be alternative to the visual ratings, which are low throughput and also low throughput and subjective? So can we do that through drones or image-based high throughput phenotyping? The second hypothesis was image-based digital phenotyping, can it increase the throughput and efficiency of lodging assessment in large breeding programs? So we are talking about a scale. And finally, can we use these traits measured through the drones? Can we use that in a genetic studies to really accelerate our breeding process, which is our main goal? So for this, our experiment was conducted in 2 years in South Asia. So the drone-based data was collected in both years, but in South Asia and at CIMIT's advanced yield lines, 1,320 plots, which were around 590 unique entries in each year. So these were two different experiments, two different sets of genotypes. And then I made two different flights each year. One is before lodging and one is after lodging. So in between lodging happened. And then I also collected ground truth or visual ratings on those on lodging. And then different UAV platforms, drones were used, different cameras were used in 2 years, and they had different image resolution. And the flight duration was around 20 to 30 minutes. So in 20 to 30 minutes, you can cover around 1,500 yield plots, which are 1.5 meter by 3 meters. So different lodging assessment approaches that I used, obviously we have to use a benchmark, which is a ground truth or a visual ratings. So I used lodging incidents and lodging severity, scored those in the at the plot level. And then the second one is a UAV based lodging, where I used two different methods, which I will explain in the next slides. So the first approach is basically, so you get all the images and stitch them together. So after stitching them together in a three-dimensional, you can get a three-dimensional digital elevation model, which gives you the elevation of elevation model of your plots. So if you look at this one, you can see that plots are really uniform. There is some variation for height, but that's like before lodging. But after the lodging happens, you can see that there is a huge variation. So a lot of plots, they lodge. So what I did was, subtract the post-lodging digital elevation model from a pre-lodging digital elevation model and get a differential digital elevation model, which is the overall elevation change in 2 days. So using this, I can quantify lodging. So the two different methods that I use, DL mean, is just taking the, so remember that each plot has 2,000 to 3,000 pixels, 2,000 to 3,000 height pixels. And when you average it, that makes DL mean. So that's one of the traits. The second trait was more an informed method. Rather than mean, we used a univariate normal mixture distribution. So I estimated parameters of normal distributions and created a lodging index using those parameters. So the way it works is you have this is an example of a plot which has some part of the plot which is not lodged and some part of the plot which is lodged. So basically you are estimating the parameters of these two different distributions and using that to quantify the lodging. Okay, so this parameter, you have mu one, which is a mean, and lambda one, it's a mixture proportion. So what proportion of the plot falls under lodging and non-lodging? So there's another example, which is this plot is fully lodged. So everything is lodged. So you will see the distribution shifted more towards the left. Okay, so for this one, there is only one mixture distribution which is dominant, 100%. So using these two traits, I tried to look at how these digital lodging traits are correlated with the visual ratings. So can these be used as an alternative to visual assessment of lodging? So when you look at the results, you can see that there is a so these traits, the visual, the LOI is a lodging index, lodging severity, and these are digital lodging traits, two different traits. They are highly correlated. The correlation is almost about 0.9. So that means these are highly correlated, and we can use those traits as digital lodging traits as an alternative for lodging assessment in the field. And that was the first year of trial, and this is the second year of trial. Very consistent results, very high correlation. So the highlights from this results are that there are strong correlations between digital and as well as the ground truth measurements. And there are, I forgot to mention. So in the diagonals, these are the broad sense heritabilities. You can see that these are moderate to high heritabilities for those for the trait, which is like really complex trait. So we had high heritabilities, which also reflects that there are high level of overall phenotypic accuracy, and our results also has support our hypothesis that UAV-based phenotyping can be used as an alternative for lodging in assessment in field. Our next hypothesis from this is lodging has a genetic basis in cement wheat. So we have high broad sense heritabilities. Can these does that translate to the genetic variation? So I got 6,000 GBS markers and ran a genome-wide association mapping models. So this is a model from 2015-16 Manhattan plots. So I didn't see any peak in there. So there were no markers that were associated with lodging in 2015-16. However, in 2016-17, the second year, there was there were two regions where we've seen a association signal. So one which was really interesting was 2A, a two chromosome 2A. So there was a consistent signal for all these different traits, visual traits as well as the digital lodging traits. So there is some genetic variation, and also that can be seen through the GWAS. But one of the striking things that we have noticed was that the although there were consistent association signals, but most of them these signals they were like below threshold. Although we had high heritability, so we don't have enough power yet to detect these small effect loci. So when we looked at the significant signal on chromosome 2AS, we found that this was actually a translocated segment from Agilos ventricosa. So this segment was widely used in breeding for like disease resistance. It has a lot of different disease genes. So it looks like it is also imparting lodging resistance in this case. So because 74% to 88% of the lines in those experiments, they carried 2NS V2 ventricosa translocation segment. And this, when I checked whether this segment was associated with the lodging resistance, I've seen that 21% to 27% of, so the lines with the 2NS segment, they had 21% to 27% lower lodging rate. So, and also one of the observations that I also mentioned earlier is that the significant markers only explained like very small fraction of total additive genetic variants. So there are a lot of different small effect QTLs that are lurking around at the bottom of the GWAS in the Manhattan plot. You can see that. So they are there, but they're not explaining all the variation. So then we thought that this could be because of the diffuse genetic architecture of large number of small effect loci. So can we use can we use genomic prediction models to capture this variation, that small effect QTLs or loci, can they explain all the variation that we've seen overall as a heritability? So the method I've used was I tried different genomic prediction models to see whether they capture the variation. So different models were used. They were all pretty much similar. So the results that I'm showing, they are from RRBLOP, GBLOP. So just to highlight that, so the genomic prediction models were able to explain 50% of the variation, 50% of the additive genetic variance that was present. So we could explain the variation that was there for lodging. So in both years, 2016-17, so this prediction accuracy PA was scaled to heritability, narrow sense heritability. So this is around 50% of the variation that was explained. So I also used a cross-year prediction. So we had another trial in Pakistan. So they collected the ground truth data. So I used my drone-based data to see whether we can predict the lodging in different environments. So we've seen close to 40% prediction accuracy across environments. And for digital lodging traits, it was comparable with the visual traits. So the overall conclusions from this is that we've seen a strong relationship of digital and ground truth measurements of lodging, very few markers for lodging found using GWAS. So this suggests that there is diffuse genetic architecture of lodging in wheat. So genomic prediction results explained 50% of the additive genetic variance. UAV-based assessment can be used for in breeding programs to accelerate the breeding process, and also these measurements can be integrated into a multi-trait prediction models to accelerate the breeding process. With that, I would like to thank my advisor, Dr. Jesse Poland, our group, excellent group. We have excellent group at Kansas State, and also our collaborators in Borlaug Institute of South Asia and India, Dr. Uttam Kumar at CIMID, Dr. Ravi Singh and colleagues, and in Pakistan we have Dr. Muhammad Imtiaz. So if you want to discuss more about this work, my poster number is 601 today, so I can explain more things. Thank you.